three tips to help you reinforce the commitment. In this session, we're going to talk about reinforcing your applicant's decision to join the Air National Guard. On occasion, recruiters will lose an applicant between the time they say yes to joining and the day they either leave for basic training or report for their first drill weekend, simply because the recruiter did not properly reinforce the applicant's decision to commit. Sometimes, when an applicant makes the decision to commit, the recruiter thinks his or her work is done with that person and it's time to move on to the next lead or applicant. Don't be in such a rush. Your applicants will notice if you don't treat them the same way you did when you were actively pursuing them. Never rush the applicant out the door before the ink dries on the contract. Most of you are experienced enough to know that if an applicant, particularly a non-prior service applicant, truly wants to back out, they'll find a way to back out no matter what contract has been signed. Moreover, your haste to remove yourself from the situation and turn the applicant over to either a student flight or the gaining unit can damage the trust bond you've worked so hard to create. Besides, if you've successfully completed an agreement through the proper steps, you'll have full confidence that the applicant has no desire to back out. You know, there's an old quote that says, "People will not long remember all you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel." So don't make your applicants feel like they've been victims of a quick-hit artist. Instead of running off, take time to let the glue dry on this new bond you've just created. Remember, you are selling trust and value, and investing some extra time with every applicant who commits to joining the Air National Guard can reinforce those perceptions for your applicant. So, let's look at three reinforcement tips that can help you. First, compliment your applicants on their decision to become a member of the Air National Guard. Simply saying, "I think you've made a wise choice, and you have every right to feel proud of what you're doing for yourself, your community, and your country," is very effective, and it's a great way to reinforce the applicant's decision. Its value to you is leveraged because it not only congratulates the newest member of the Air National Guard, it also opens the door for them to express their positive feelings about their decision to join. Verbal expression on the part of the applicant serves as additional positive reinforcement. The more your applicants talk about becoming a member of the Air National Guard, the more comfortable they will become with their decisions. This self-acknowledgement can help to head off future problems. For example, if the applicant's decisions are called into question by friends or family after they have committed to join, their positive statements to themselves during the tie-it-up step may provide a kind of dress rehearsal for how to answer potential critics later on. Second, assure your applicants of satisfaction and work to deliver it. You should always advise your new unit members that you're not leaving them alone. You can't afford to have them feeling as though they have just signed on with a bunch of strangers with whom they can hardly make contact. Think back to the first drill weekend you attended and how you felt. It probably was very overwhelming, especially if you were left to fend for yourself. Make it a point to say to all of your new unit members, "I'll check back with you on a regular basis to let you know the status of your enlistment or commissioning contract and any other promises we made to you, okay?" These simple statements can reassure your applicants that they're not dealing with an impersonal organization. You might want to add, if you or your family has any questions or something happens that could impact your availability to start training, feel free to call me. Next, follow their paperwork through the system to ensure your applicant receives everything you promised them they would receive, or everything you said would happen does indeed happen. And by the way, if there are problems in the paperwork, work with the appropriate staff agencies to get the problems resolved as quickly as possible. Furthermore, if there are delays, simply tell your applicant that you are working to get things right. However, don't start complaining to the applicant that this agency or that agency is full of incompetent people. Your applicant wasn't recruited by those agencies. He or she was recruited by you, and you are the person they are counting on to get things right. Besides, if you start telling your applicant that these kinds of problems are routine because the people who work in the personnel offices or the finance office don't know what they're doing, how do you think that's going to make the applicant feel about their decision to join the Air National Guard? Not very comforting, I assure you. Most importantly, if you promise to check back with them, make sure you do, because if there is a problem and you don't check back, you will only compound the nervousness and frustration they feel. And finally, if they do call you and you're not in, you must return their calls as quickly as you can. You'll be amazed by how much returning a phone call can mean. In this day and age, far too many service organizations say they'll return your call, but never do. When you return a call, you immediately elevate your credibility status. Third, begin to service beyond any reasonable level of expectation. Years ago, many recruiters prescribed the policy of kiss 'em and ship 'em. In other words, you acted nice to your applicants, but once they entered active duty for training, the recruiter's days of dealing with the applicant were over. The applicants were someone else's concern now. That mentality was especially common among active duty recruiters who figured that once the applicant left for training and their first duty assignment, they weren't coming back home again for a long time. Well, we know that's not the case in the Air National Guard. You might send your newest enlistees to Lackland Air Force Base for 6 weeks for basic training and a technical training school for several months, but when those programs are over, those people you recruited are coming back home to your base. And if the promises you made were not delivered, you're going to hear about it. Moreover, smart recruiters recognize that a satisfied unit member is much more likely to refer their friends and associates to you. Therefore, in addition to the regular phone calls and meetings with applicants waiting to leave for training, the best recruiters go above and beyond. They don't hesitate to contact the family of the applicant while he or she is away at training just to ask how things are going. And when the person returns from training, they welcome them back and help shepherd them through their first experiences as a drilling guardsman by showing them where to report for duty, introduce them to the right people, and perhaps even joining them for lunch on that first drill weekend so the person doesn't have to eat alone. Sure, it's a little extra time and effort on your part, but those are some of the things that differentiate you from the competition. Experience has shown us that some of the most enthusiastic unit members are the ones who just finished their initial training and they're very proud of what they've just accomplished. Wouldn't you agree that's a great time to ask for referrals? So, let's go over those tips for reinforcing the commitment one more time. 1. Compliment your applicants on their decision to join the Air National Guard. 2. Assure your applicants of satisfaction and work to deliver it. 3. Begin to service beyond any reasonable level of expectation. If you'll use those reinforcement tips, you'll have fewer applicants back out of their decision to join the Air National Guard, and you'll earn yourself more referrals from satisfied unit members.